Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. The Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors has approved the creation of optional fall training seasons for volleyball and football. Those sports, of course, games have been pushed back to spring, but they can practice this fall. These fall training sessions are MSHSL-sponsored programs, and all member schools have the authority to provide the entire training season, offer a reduced training season, or choose not to offer a training season. For volleyball and football, the fall training season's start date is September 14th and ends October 3rd. Each sport will have the opportunity to have an organizational meeting and distribute equipment on a date to be selected prior to their fall training season. The following activities or events are not allowed during the fall training seasons: tryouts, scrimmages, jamborees, competitions, captains' practices, not allowed either. In the first game of the first round of the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs, almost never ended. It started at 2 yesterday afternoon between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Didn't end until the fifth overtime, which was 6 hours and 13 minutes later in real time. The Lightning finally winning it 3-2. Yesterday, Big Ten conference presidents and chancellors voted to postpone all fall sports seasons, including football, amid the pandemic, with the hopes of playing in the spring. The Pac-12 CEOs took it a step further. They voted unanimously yesterday to postpone all sports, including football and basketball, through the end of the year. Officials with the ACC and SEC have indicated that they plan to proceed with seasons this fall, but it's unclear whether the Big Ten and Pac-12 decision will change those plans. In making its decision, the Big Ten said it relied on medical advice and counsel of the Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infectious Diseases and the Big Ten Sports Medicine Committee. Besides football, other sports impacted are men's and women's cross-country, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. The move leaves three of the Power Five conferences still planning to play football this fall, those being the Big 12, SEC, and ACC. All three say, as of yesterday, they're still all systems go. What does this do to the BCS championship game? Well, there can't be one. You've got two of the Power Five conferences not playing till spring, maybe, and the other three going to give it a try this fall. What's the point if you're not going to have a champion? After hitting a decisive grand slam in Monday's game, Twins left fielder Eddie Rosario crushed two more homers last night to account for most of Minnesota's offense again. But the other Twins' bats couldn't muster much else despite scattering 10 hits. And the normally reliable relief corps for the Twins was punished by the long ball in a bullpen game as Tyler Clippard got the start. Matt Whistler, Trevor May, and Taylor Rogers followed him, and each of them coughed up home runs in the Twins' 6-4 loss to the Brewers at Miller Park. Minnesota's primary lead protectors in the bullpen, Clippard, May, Rogers, Tyler Duffy, and Sergio Romo, entered this series having allowed just one home run combined this season. Well, Romo allowed a late blast on Monday, Clippard allowed a leadoff blast last night, and Whistler and May each were tagged by Manny Pena, who tied the game with his two-run blast off of May in the sixth for his first career multi-homer game. Rogers, the closer, entered in a tie game in the eighth and allowed a go-ahead two-run shot to Jerko. That was enough to nullify Rosario's own multi-homer game, which was the 10th of his career, because the Twins' offense couldn't do much else outside of Jorge Polanco's solo shot way back in the first. The two teams played the deciding game of the three-game series tonight at 6, and then the Twins come home for a four-game series against Kansas City starting tomorrow night. The Portland Timbers took down Orlando City 2-1 to take home the trophy for the MLS's back tournament last night. So Portland's bubble did not burst, the only team that can say that. MLS is set to return to playing in local markets starting on Wednesday with FC Dallas hosting expansion Nashville SC. The Loons aren't going to play till Friday the 21st. At Sporting Kansas City. The Minnesota Lynx took apart the defending champion Washington Mystics last night 68-48. Sylvia Fowles had 16 points and 13 rebounds, a double-double. Crystal Dangerfield added 12 points, and Nafisha Collier had 8 points and 12 rebounds for Minnesota. And they held a team under 50 points for the first time in 7 years. It's the 10th time in team history the Lynx have done it. It's just been a while. Both teams were underwhelming in the second half, Minnesota scoring only 4 points in the third quarter. Washington matched that in the fourth quarter. At 6-2 now, the Lynx are tied with Las Vegas for the second best record in the WNBA. They're both just a game behind Seattle, and the Lynx play Las Vegas Thursday night at 8. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information about the Shopping Show can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.